When you're a freshman now, at this time of year, you don't make mental mistakes on things that when we're telling a guy which way he goes or not running back or, you know, there were some things Aaron didn't do a very good job of. And yet, you know what? I did get after him, and he did respond, and he did make a couple big buckets, and he did make some big free throws. But that's not good enough. This is one-and-done time, you know? The my bads are out the window. If they're my bads because that team played better or that guy played better, if it's my bad because I decided to jog back instead of sprint back, then it is your bad, and you're going to hear about it. So that's what it was.
Text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. That's Tom Izzo. John Rothstein of CBS Sports, who comes up with these really corny catchphrases, likes to send out a tweet that says January, February, Izzo, April, May, and then he proceeds to go with the other months that make up the calendar year. The Roman calendar.
A lot of John Wooden and Tom Izzo.
Yes.
That's what he likes to do.
Okay, so this has become a big story. If there's from the first day of the NCAA tournament, there's really been two storylines, Chris. Number one, holy crap, Ja Morant, the Murray State guard who had a triple-double, is going to be an unbelievable NBA player.
I would pick him before Zion if I were drafting a team.
And I think I would too. And that's not a popular opinion, but I'm with you on that.
Okay.
And the other is what Izzo did. Just for people that missed it, we'll post a video of it, or I'll do it on Twitter. Aaron Henry, who's a freshman, is coming off the court. It's a timeout. And Izzo confronts him at half court and wags his finger in his face and makes contact and is berating him. It's so aggressive that Michigan State's point guard has to kind of mediate the situation and get between the two guys.
The team leader, this like the veteran leader of the team, Winston.
And then during the timeout, they're sitting down. Izzo ostensibly is drawing up a play or something. And again, he snaps on Henry, gets up out of his chair, is leaning over and spitting in his face, and two Michigan State players have to pull Izzo back down and compose him and cool him off. So having watched this, Chris, is this hard coaching? Is this good coaching? What would you call it?
The player seemed to not be bothered by it when asked about it, but I can't take that at face value because the player has no power over the coach.
What else is he going to say?
Unlike in the pros, where the player does often have more power than the coach, if it's a sufficiently established player, you would agree there. They can get guys fired. Like when LeBron's going to, when people say, oh, LeBron might get Luke Walton fired, there's reason to take that very seriously, right? I say it's bad coaching for this reason. In the Dan Wetzel story, and I like Wetzel, I don't know if you do or not, as a columnist. Yahoo Sports, as a man who synthesizes a lot of information and then breaks it down into pretty readable columns, I think, very readable columns. He noted that in that whole sequence, Cassius Winston, their leader, their point guard, asked Izzo essentially what he was trying to convey to the player, then basically said, okay, I'm going to go tell him myself. And Wetzel said that was a good example of Izzo knowing when to throttle back and let his leader do the coaching. A player coach a player. Isn't good coaching being able to get through to a player? Isn't that your whole freaking job once you recruit the kid to be able to effectively get through to him a message you want delivered so that your senior leader on the floor, your leader on the floor, no matter how veteran and tested he is, doesn't have to say, coach, what do you want me to tell so-and-so so that it actually gets through? In that sense, it's terrible coaching. If a player who's trusted by Izzo to be his lieutenant on the floor, his general on the floor, feels he needs to step in there. Otherwise, why the hell is Izzo out there? He was trying to drop a play and decided he was going to lunge at him like he wanted to fight him in a cage. I don't know about anybody else here. I don't know what your high school hoops experience was. I know Craig played. I got screamed at a lot. I did a lot of dumb stuff.
How would you react to being grabbed or spit on or screamed at?
I would have probably not thought anything of it because it was more normalized then. If my high school coach had like put hands on me and like shook me or grabbed my arm hard enough to like get my attention, I would have probably thought nothing of it.
Paul Dougherty of the Cincinnati Inquirer, who covers Ohio State and Cincinnati and is just a general columnist for that newspaper, has come out and called Izzo a bully and an embarrassment to college basketball for this. That he is conveying as a coach of a academic institution the absolute worst message you want from somebody who's making over $4 million a year to run a basketball program, that this kind of aggressive physical behavior is unacceptable from a college coach. And I can tell you something right now. I would not have responded well to that. And by that I mean, I wouldn't have gotten physical back with the coach. But that kind of coaching never got through to me. Like, even today, if somebody's going to scream in my face and, like, point their finger at me and, like, push me, does that make you want to do a better job or change your behavior? That kind of coaching never worked on me. And I'm curious for our listeners, if they look at that and think, yep, that's the way it's always been done, that's the way it should continue to be done. That's called tough love.
I would bet you that we will get an overwhelming tide of people saying stuff like, even though the player, mind you, the player is not the one complaining. He's the one who said, yeah, it's cool, it's fine. I'm sure it'll be a lot of millennial snowflake stuff. Paul Daugherty's going to be, even though Daugherty's a bit, no, I don't think it is. I think it's bad coaching. I just said it. He couldn't convey he lost his temper so bad. He's supposed to be a leader and a molder of men, right? He's 64 freaking years old.
Is it punishable coaching?
It could, yeah.
Disciplinary?
I mean, my God, Michigan State's had enough problems. They should probably try to nip anything else that looks bad in the bud. Would you not say that? They've had a reputation. That whole school's reputation has been crushed.
Pat Chambers at Penn State got suspended for pushing a player, did he not?
Yes.
This year? So how is this any different than that? It's on a bigger stage, and they're not going to suspend a Hall of Fame coach for a second-round game. But I feel like if this were a game in December, they would do it.
You know what I have a problem with? If the player, who's a much bigger man there, even though he's much younger, had gotten mad and shoved Izzo, like, ass over tea kettle because he's much bigger and stronger, people would be calling for the player to never play for Michigan State again. You pushed a legend. I would not see a ton of problem with it. My JV basketball coach at North was the guy I had many more, like, screaming matches with. And there was always a part of me, he might even be listening right now, that wanted to turn and slug him when he would start with me. So I can understand. I'm stunned. The player is a better man than I for just kind of sitting there and taking it.
Good coaching or bad coaching, Tom Izzo rips into a player on the court. He's like frothing at the mouth. He's putting his finger in the player's chest. There's physical contact. His players had to restrain him from the player. Is that old school coaching, acceptable coaching? Is that good coaching or bad coaching? What do you think? 412-928-9370. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We want your take on it next as the PM team.
Look, this is accountability. This is a word we don't want to have. I mean, that's what Coach was talking about there. You have to be accountable this time of year. There are scouting reports. There are things that are being asked of you that you have to do. And if you don't do it, yeah, your coach is going to get mad at you. Guess what? If you do a bad job on this show, your boss is probably going to call you. If we screw up, we're probably going to hear somebody yell at us and say, hey, you guys were horrible out there. You know what? If you're not doing your job, you have to be held accountable. And when this happens in college athletics, whether it was Frank Martin a couple of years ago giving looks at guys, we overreact to it and we want to make it bigger. When you get recruited, you know who you're going to play for. You know who you're going to play for? Tom Izzo is a man that's fiery. Good. You're going to get on his team and play on his bench? You better be able to take a little bit of a screaming every now and then.
Sean Farnham from ESPN, a guy who has parlayed being a walk-on at UCLA into a television career.
Funny that he called it a job. Is that a Freudian slip? Do your job. You know, the job of playing for free for the $4 million coach who decides he wants to crawl down your throat to get a point across to you that he, by the way, is so inept at getting across that he has to deputize one of his players to do.
If you watched the NCAA tournament yesterday, you probably saw a clip of Izzo going ballistic on one of his players. And, you know, that's not my thing. If I coach someday, I'm not going to be that type of coach for my kids' teams. I'm not going to be the yeller and screamer. I'm also not going to rise to the rank of being a major Division I college basketball coach. That's different from when you're coaching teenagers and whatnot, young kids. But let me just tell you how I feel about this situation. I don't think it's really ever appropriate or right to put your hands on a player. And if you think yelling and screaming is the best way to get your message through to a guy, fine.
Krzyzewski does it a lot.
But when you grab a player, I think you cross a line there.
What if Gino Auriemma did it to one of his UConn women's players? What if, so something that has happened, right? You've seen a men's coach other than Bob Knight either grab a forearm or even like grab, you know, the top of the jersey, right?
And that's what got him fired, right?
So, okay, if that happens to Gino Auriemma with Diana Taurasi way back when, just to use an example of her, fiery player, by the way, who probably didn't mind being yelled at, he gets fired, doesn't he? It's considered a violent move.
I think it would take a lot for Connecticut to fire Auriemma, but
he would get suspended. He would be punished harshly because the glare of the media would be bad on it. I don't really have a problem with yelling, even though I didn't respond all that well to it. There were times I got screamed at in high school basketball.
It's the physical contact. Yeah, that's never appropriate.
I got screamed at and knew I deserved it. What happens, though, if a player... What happens if Izzo gets overzealous here?
The player pushes him back.
Yes, the player takes all the flack for that, and I don't think that's right. My main point in saying it's bad coaching is that he couldn't get the point. He was so mad and so out of control of his own emotions, by the way, that he couldn't get the point across that he wanted to without having one of his players do it for him. And if the player slugs him or shoves him to the ground, the player is going to get pilloried, and I think that's wrong.
Those sticking up for Tom Izzo say this is another example of America going soft. Let's see if Paul agrees. He's on 93.7 The Fan. Good afternoon, Paul. Appreciate
Hi,
having
how you. Doing?
Hey, man.
Okay. Hey, I just wanted to make a comment.
Sure.
I mean, I think a lot of it comes up to the player, too. I had a granddaughter 2 years ago. She played soccer for a traveling team.
Yeah.
She was 10 years old. And she had one of those coaches. It's a yeller and a screamer. And other people would say, how can you let her play for him? And I said to her one day, I says, does that yelling and screaming bother you? And she says, no, not really. And I said, well, why not? She says, because he wants us to be better.
What if he put her hands on her?
I just thought that was ironic.
What if he grabbed her?
If grabbing's a whole different thing.
Okay, yeah, well, that's what
that's
Izzo
a whole
did.
Different thing. Yeah, I can understand that.
I don't think it's seen that way, though, when it's Izzo, who's a relatively small man in stature, grabbing a guy who he's giving up, what, many pounds and many inches in height to? I feel like even though Bob, like what got Bob Knight in trouble, he's a big dude. He's 6'5", and he was trying to choke people, and he was a psychopath about it. But I think people look at a large Division I athlete and say, what's Tom Izzo realistically going to do? He's like a fly on the windshield for this guy physically. We talked about the Penguins and process result.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be about the result, the fact that it's just this guy's like nonplussed by it. It should be the fact that the process is don't put your hands on a player under any circumstance. There's better ways to get your point across. And the player is not a reliable narrator here for saying, hey, were you okay with that or not? What's he going to say? No, coach sucks. I don't respect him. Then his ass will be glued to the bench.
Before we get you weather, and then John Clayton is going to join us to recap what has been a crazy, topsy-turvy start to the NFL offseason. And we're going to ask him, too, if he thinks it's realistic that the Steelers could get one of those inside linebackers at 20. Devin Bush, Devin White, he was at the combine. So John, in his wealth of NFL knowledge, the professor, our NFL insider, is going to give us his take there. Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevy, Route 19 in McMurray. Stop out today. They've got Corvettes and Camaros on the lot. Check them out. 40 degrees, a low of 27. Mix of rain and snow later tonight.